Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. They've got three exhibition games now under the books. They're 2-1 after a couple of comfortable sweeps over Montana Western and Rocky Mountain College, and of course a loss to start the season at Division I Montana State. You know, all in all, Kevin, looking back at the past couple of games against Montana Western and Rocky Mountain College, a lot of good things for your team.
Yeah, it was a very successful exhibition season. I was pleased that we were able to win the last two, and we played very good against Bozeman. The thing that concerns me is, you know, we put a focus on rebounding, and the first two games I thought we did really good, did a really good job of that. In our last game, we did not, but we found ways to win, and last night was a good victory for us.
When you talk about the rebounding, particularly against Rocky, I know it struggled a little bit. You know, you're not a particularly tall team. That'll certainly be helped, I know, once Melissa Porter came in. But you had an interesting point the last time we discussed that, you know, height isn't everything that has to do with rebounding. What are some of those things that you think that this team has that'll make them a pretty good rebounding team this season?
Well, I think we have an aggressive mentality throughout our team, and we understand that we're all going to have to do it collectively together, and we need to get some rebounds from our perimeter people as well as our post people, and we really don't even talk about it. We don't really have a post player. We will when Melissa gets back, but everybody else is a forward or a guard, and very interchangeable, and it just depends on where the shot is taken. The other side's going to have to be the physical and rebound, and even though if you can be quick and aggressive to the ball, I think you can be successful.
I think particularly with a team like yours, I mean, I know that you work a lot on rebounding drills and things of that nature, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've also, you know, I think, you know, blocking out, obviously important, all those techniques, but really a lot of times rebounding almost seems, I hate to kind of throw out a cliche here, but just kind of seems to be who wants it more, and it really is a lot of attitude which comes in terms of success from rebounding, doesn't it?
That's true. There's just a lot of angles involved in it, you know. And you can rebound pretty well in a couple of games and then the next game not. And it's not all about technique. It might just be a certain team's shot selection. They take shots from different places than the previous game. And last night, I think in the first half, a big part of our rebounding problem was really my own fault because we switched up a lot of defenses in the first half trying to get some different pressures. And we did get some steals because of that. But we've practiced one way all season, and then we kind of mixed it up last night, and I think that hurt us a little bit, but it'll make us better in the long run.
Certainly the exhibition season is a little bit different, isn't it? I would imagine that particularly, like a lot of times, I would imagine it's a great opportunity to get the younger girls some minutes, and boy, I mean, everybody got a lot of minutes for this team. There's no question about it, but I suspect during the exhibition season, you're probably a little more apt to let a girl kind of maybe work through her problems a little bit. You know, if she might be struggling out there a little bit, you might have some combinations to see how they work, and if they're not working out that well, maybe stay with them a little bit longer. Is that fair to say in the exhibition season that you try a few different things that, you know, as the season goes on, you're maybe not as apt to do?
I think that's correct, but you get caught up in the score. I mean, it looks like a game, feels like a game, and, you know, we're going to do the very best we can to come out on top. So as the game progresses, we have tried some different lineups, but at the same time, it's not any different than the regular season. We're going to just do everything that we can to win the game, and if we don't win, but we are working hard, I'm okay with that. We don't put an extra pressure on to win. We just want to play to our potential and set a standard of basketball for each game.
Well, after the three exhibition games, they're set to start the season this Sunday against Colorado Springs at 2 o'clock here at Alturowitz Gym. We'll be talking about that and other things during the second part of the Coach's Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this. It's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah. That is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance. Do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, Canada Blue talking with Kevin Wood. And let's talk about some of the real positives that I saw, I thought, in the first couple of days. I thought your ball movement in particular was impressive. And I think sometimes when you hit the three, when you see the threes put up, you're just thinking, oh, there's a pretty good outside shooting team. And you shot very well from beyond the arc in both games for the most part. But a lot of that, I thought, had to do with ball movement. You know, getting the ball inside, getting it back out. Just seemed like your passes were very crisp. And that's something that seems to be a strength of this team, not just the shooting, but setting up that three-point shots, because you were getting those open looks.
Right. I think we can do that in a lot of different ways. We're blessed to have somebody like Chantel, who can, in transition, really push the ball with her speed. And, you know, people like Callie and Sarah and other people are going to run the floor because they know that they're going to get the ball and be able to take that quick shot. Some of the best times in order to get a three-point shot, a good look, are very early before the entire defense sets. But you did say it right in that we have a lot of versatile players, and they seem to want to make the extra pass if it goes into the post. And the kickouts were there last night to the weak side a lot. And we're sharing the ball, and it's nice to see that. Sometimes I think we need to think score before we think pass. We're actually overpassing the ball, but I think that's a good problem to have, especially this time of year.
I think particularly with the younger girls, I think there's probably a tendency to maybe want to make that extra pass. They're a little bit nervous, probably nervous to take that shot. But one thing that really impressed me, and I think obviously a lot, I think this has to do with Chantel. You know, I mean, she's been around the, you know, this is her fourth year with your program. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But one thing that really impressed me, too, I thought your team, for the most part, did a very good job of recognizing when the fast break opportunities were there and when it was time to slow things down. And I realize that has a lot to do with her.
Yeah, she sets the tone for our team. You know, she's a special athlete, special person, and we're going to live or die with the way she plays. And I like that she's able to play instinctive. She has an extremely high basketball IQ. You can put her at any position at any time, and she knows where to go. She's getting better. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think that she didn't play the point guard position until she was a sophomore in college. So I'm very proud of the progress she's made, but at the same time, we can put her in the post, we can play her on the wing, and then this year she's just by being a senior, she has to take a more active role in her in leadership, and she's doing that very well too.
Boy, one new addition to the lineup this year, Sarah McNamee. She was just absolute money against Rocky Mountain College. Hit a lot of threes, but one thing you alluded to after the game when I was talking to you is you say she drives well, too. And we did see that, you know, all of a sudden when they started kind of going after her on the, you know, when she was beyond the arc, you know, she was able to make that move towards the basket. And, you know, we've talked a lot about already, you know, what you're going to do to replace Alira and what have you. And, of course, you don't replace somebody like Alira Carpenter. But obviously, that's one person that's a pretty good start because she's a very, very impressive shooter.
Sarah's an exceptional player. We're very fortunate to have her. She's really fit into our team chemistry. She's very mature, outgoing, just aggressive as well. And then I've seen her for years. I think she was a freshman or a sophomore on the varsity at Miles City when I was at West, and I knew that I saw her then that she was going to be a good player, and she played for Coach Vies, who's very good, and then she spent 2 years with Coach Ganeri at Miles City, so she's gotten some excellent instruction. She's very fundamentally sound, and she just makes good decisions, and I think she's going to really help us this year.
Talk about the player Younger plays. Very, very impressive, you know, particularly against Montana Western. Boy, I was very impressed with Ashley Reed. I thought she looked very, very smooth out there. I thought Callie Denham, even though she didn't score a lot of points, I thought was impressive. Monica Hollowell, boy, she's a hustler. And I know I'm missing some folks there, but when we talk about the, it looks like you had a pretty good recruiting year. I know there's a lot of rough edges there, as you would expect from freshmen, but for the most part, boy, I liked what I saw.
Yeah, our freshmen have stepped in and done a nice job. They overall at Bozeman, I thought we got some good minutes off the bench from them. And like you said, in our home opener against Montana Western, I thought they were all very crisp. They did things within the offense, made some plays, whether it was a block, rebound, just had the right mentality. It's difficult when you come from being a high school, one of the go-to players. You've probably started 2, 3, or 4 years in a row, and then all of a sudden you come to a college program and you're not, you know, immediately starting or playing significant minutes right away. That's quite an adjustment, and it's mental as well as physical, and I think they've done a good job with that. I think last night that we weren't quite as good, and I think, you know, playing at Rocky, it's a tough atmosphere. It's a loud gymnasium. It echoes in there, but it's a great experience for our team, and I think that'll make us better, and we're looking forward to them contributing down the road.
Talk about the game this Sunday against Colorado Springs. Looking forward to that on the third part of the Coach's Show.
I quit to reduce my chances of breast cancer.
I quit because smoking's expensive. Now I can afford more toys.
I quit because I made up my mind this time. I called the free quit line, and they're helping me keep my word.
I quit for lots of reasons. We'd love to hear yours. Please call the free Montana Quit Line today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Edelblue talking with Kevin Wooden. Coming up this Sunday, Colorado Springs will visit Alturowitz Gym at 2 o'clock. It's the actual, technically the regular season opener for Montana State Billings women's basketball. They have played three exhibitions. Colorado Springs, I know it's early in the season, but it's a program that I know you're kind of familiar with. What do they bring to the table?
Well, they're a solid team. You know, their previous coach has returned to coaching. He's also the athletic director, and from what I've been told, they were very sound when he was there. It's the first time we have ever played them. They're a Division II school out of Armac, at least the first time that we've played them since I've been here. I'm not sure about before that. It is a Division II game and also regional because of the regionalization rule. So it's very important that we get off to a good start. We're hopefully going to have a couple of great days of practice to get ready for them, but looking forward to that on Sunday afternoon.
Talked about the fact that, you know, the one thing that concerned you about the Rocky game was that you didn't rebound as well as you'd like. What sort of other things are you kind of trying to shore up this week in preparation for this game?
I think we just need some better offensive spacing at times. We're pretty good early in our offense with our transition, but then if the other team's back, we like to get a quick shot, but there's several times I just think we have too many players that are too close together, or we're thinking cut instead of screen, and we want them to play instinctively, but right now we're just lacking a little bit of that execution there, and part of it will just come as the season progresses, but we need to be a little bit better. And the other thing is special situations. We have not had time to work on running a little extra clock late in the game if we're ahead. Last night against Rocky, we kind of, when they pressed us late, really that should work towards us because we're able to break their press and we'll get good baskets. But they exploited some weakness there. They stole the ball a couple times. And the other part of that was I thought when we came down, we could have been a little bit more patient, and we took a couple shots that I wish we wouldn't have. But we haven't really worked on time and score too much, so we'll try to do that in the next few days.
It's coming up at 2 o'clock on Sunday at Alturowitz Gym, Colorado. Colorado Springs will take on Montana State Billings, and of course that'll be heard here right on the internet and seen, of course, as part of our streaming capabilities. Head coach Kevin Wooden for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Congratulations on the nice start, Kevin. Looking forward to watching the team on Sunday.
Thank you, Ken.
This has been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.